Pride Festival and what you all are doing right now.
This is extremely exciting, and I am just very thankful to be a part of something that is going to be so amazing for the first time ever. The whole Acadiana community is going to experience the first ever Acadiana Pride Festival. And see, this isn't just taking place in Lafayette. We're going to be touching a lot of the major parishes around the area. We're hoping potentially to reach out to Evangeline Parish, St. Landry Parish, St. Martin, Iberia, Vermilionville, Acadia, and Jefferson Davis as well. So, and St. Mary. So the goal is that we're going to go even into these rural parishes and motivate the LGBT communities there. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited.
So how would you encapsulate your mission with the festival?
The mission is basically that we're impassioned to bring the LGBT community together and to create the first ever Acadiana Pride Festival. My personal vision as president is to make this festival very, very family-oriented, friendship-oriented, and also that it's something that's attractive across the whole state. It's a very ambitious agenda, but it's already looking like so many wonderful people are joining me right now. So hopefully this will be something that really inspires the whole nation. That's kind of my plan.
Well, as I mentioned, you're not just waiting for the festival to happen in March. You're creating a number of events taking place, drawing people into the organization and giving them avenues for creative expression leading up to the festival. Now, the first event in these series will happen tomorrow evening. It's a literary event, but you have a blog that's been kind of priming that pump. Can you tell us just a bit about the blog and what you've been doing with it to encourage creativity?
Yes. Essentially, I guess, you know, it's amazing how things kind of come together in your life. And towards the end of the year in December 2012, it was shortly after the shooting that happened in Connecticut, I was just feeling very, very emotional. I was feeling like there was personally more that I could be doing, just using the abilities that I had as an artistic person. And so I just woke up one day and I said, I'm going to start a blog and I'm going to try to bring, you know, Louisiana together, at least, because I just feel like this is such a special state. And I just feel like it sells itself short so much. So I got on there, I wrote this long explanation of what my purpose was, and I knew that no one really would be following me or paying attention at first, but just gradually, it's like, I don't know, it's like people just got touched and started joining it. And now we're at 12,000 views, and it's barely been going 5 months.
And in addition to just reading what you're posting, people are participating as well.
Yes. I think up to now, 27 people have contributed to this blog. And all I do is I put the location and the state. I put, like, for instance, if someone gives me something from Crowley, you know, I have a friend of mine, Ted Richard, that also sits on the board of directors for the Acadiana Pride Festival. He was one of the first people to join. And so when Ted writes, I put Church Point, Louisiana. Pretty much everyone writes from their location except for me and one of my really other close friends, Samuel Jones, who also sits on the board of directors for the Acadiana Pride Festival. We write from our hometowns. I write from Swartz Always. It is kind of a symbolic idea that you never forget where you come from, your home.
Okay? And where is Swartz?
Swartz, S-W-A-R-T-Z, has his own post office. Swartz is right outside of Monroe. Okay. And Sam writes from Bastrop. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. We're trying to show unity between the state. Mm-hmm. And the Pride Festival, I think, is just an amazing opportunity to push that into the capacity, the potential that the state has.
And to showcase some of these writings, which some I'm sure are creative nonfiction, some are fiction. I'm sure mm-hmm. there are many mediums. You have created this reading series,
yes.
a literary reading series.
Yes.
It will start tomorrow evening.
Yes, tomorrow night, 7:30.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a reading? What kind of a series is this? What kinds of writers do you hope to attract to the series?
I am attracting anybody that wants to express himself from the community. I think the idea is that a lot of people write, but they feel like they either need to be published or they feel like, you know, they're not good enough. And I can't tell you how many – a few of the people on the blog are students that I've taught, and just seeing them evolve from where they were. For instance, Keisha Khanna is somebody that is going to be hopefully reading at the series tomorrow. When I first met her, she did not even want to put her name attached to her writing. Now she is one of the most popular people on the blogs. Adam Schecksnyder from Crowley, Louisiana, he was in one of my classes. I just remember, I always think, write a letter, because Adam was one of the few people in class that told me that he actually wrote letters to the government, things like that. And now I'm helping him with a novel that he's working on, and he's also now one of the few popular – well, everyone's pretty popular, but he's been getting a lot of success lately on the blog. So –
So for this first reading tomorrow mm-hmm. evening, you have chosen people who have been posting
yes.
Their work on the blogs.
Yes.
So could you describe what kinds of work? Again, I kind of mentioned some might be creative nonfiction. What kinds of works will they be reading tomorrow evening?
They'll just be reading personal things that they have published. Mm-hmm. I allow them to – they're going to be reading their most popular work, and they get to choose, you know, something else, either from a blog or something new. Now, the goal of this is, and why potentially I'm using Louisiana words, or the board and I are actually coming together to do this, is that we're trying to illustrate that we can bring some substance and some motivation into the community. The way that I honestly see as what's going on in the LGBT community and what's going on in the state and what's going on in this country is that we are not understanding that we can be individuals and be a community at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I think that what is happening as I'm seeing around me is that a lot of people – want to do something, and they're just looking for a reason to come together. But we all see the world differently, and it's really, really – I'm not going to lie to you, Judith. It's been a struggle over the past 2 months as we've been president to try to get people to understand that they're moving towards the same goal, but they're just saying things differently. So I am at a point right now where I see what's going on, and the only thing that I can do that I have in my power is just to demonstrate – I would personally like to read a little something to kind of prep tomorrow, if you would.
And this is something that has been on your blog.
Yes,
and
I just published it Sunday.
Okay. And if people are just tuning in, my guest is Lewis Tolliver. He is president of the Acadiana Pride Festival Board of Directors. They will hold their first festival next March in 2014. But leading up to it, they are creating several series called the Inspiration Series. One is Louisiana Words, which begins tomorrow. Evening, and Lewis will be reading along with some others who've been posting on this blog.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like to share with everyone, anyone that's listening right here, something compelled me to start writing what I call the Book of Human Revelations, and I like to read Revelation number 2 to everyone. It goes like this. There are four types of people in the world. First is type C. I mention these people first. These are common everyday people, and my heart goes out to them. Now, I don't mean common in a negative way. I just mean people. These are the people who do not know how to live for themselves and thus commonly make choices based on what they don't know, not what they know. They usually have not learned how to live happily and thus find fear and motivating cause for their decision making. These are not bad people. They just don't have the education to be good people. It takes the most work, but they can learn good ways. Type F. These are the types that are the people you should always avoid getting close or listening to. These types are usually ones that create the fear that influence type C people. They have no loyalty except the loyalty to themselves. They can be identified and that they will never give a compliment to an opponent. They find it most useful to give fictions and make rumors. These are bad people and that they are educated, usually, but use their education to deceive others. They are completely uninterested in anything that brings about progress in others. Type S. These are satisfactory people. These are some of the best people to know. However, they are too good to be able to protect themselves from type F. They are educated well in what's good, but are extremely vulnerable in that they can only see what's good and have limited knowledge on what's bad. Because they can never see people, because they can never see or understand what's bad, they will get diminished so much in helping type C and type F people and will eventually become bitter and become bad to themselves. These people need help the most and will recognize help the quickest. They are not interested in harming others. And then there's type A. They give their all to themselves and others. They understand how to walk the fine line of life. They are educated in both bad and good and should be trusted the most. They are only people that can befriend all three types. However, in a relationship with type F people, they are the only ones that can engage with bad people and remain good. A type F person can only bring down a type A person through the use of type C people. Believe this. A type A person can be identified in that he is always willing to work with his enemy. They can sometimes appear bad, but always have good intentions to the core. These are the four types of people in the world. Learn them as soon as possible. And I know a lot of people were probably thinking, oh, he's going to say he's a type A. And I have to be quite honest with you. I think up until about 2 weeks ago, Judith, I was a type S person. And I think that's been one of the hardest, I think, things to accept is that, you know, not everybody is motivated by good.
Well, it sounds like the blog is allowing people an opportunity to give voice
yes.
to their reactions to people and their relationships with people. Mm-hmm. So I want to tell people who may have just tuned in the middle of that, my guest Lewis Tolliver was reading from a piece that he posted on his blog, Louisiana Words, which is kind of sort of a springboard and impetus for this series that opens tomorrow evening called Louisiana Words.
Yes.
And it is one of several series in the Inspiration mm-hmm. series, which is sponsored by the Acadiana Pride mm-hmm. Festival Board.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow evening, you'll be reading from postings from your blog,
yes.
such as the one you just
yes,
read.
Yes. The focus is going to be much more in the community, but I will be leading.
Okay.
I will be reading and sharing some of my favorite stuff okay. that is gaining popularity.
Well, you mentioned a few others who have posted on
yes.
your blog as well. So what will the format of the evening be?
It'll be just like it is how I start the blog. If anyone follows, I have a method. I always introduce with something that I've written, and then I let those that have contributed, you know, follow behind, and then always end. So the show will run of two 40-minute halves. I'll start, introduce. We'll have some readers. Then I will end that segment. We'll take a break. Then we'll start our second segment. And I have a huge surprise for the community tomorrow. I'll be giving the first Pride speech. So I'm hoping that a lot of people will come out and hear it because this is the rally. The way I envision the next year, I believe that this LGBT community in the Acadiana area is going to show the rest of the state how to come together and to do something. And that is my belief. I see the potential. I meet people, and everybody I meet has a talent. And there are so many people reaching out to me, so many people talking to me. The board of directors that I got is so wonderful. There's Bill Haywood, Amanda Kelly, Stephon Taylor, Justin Menard, and Joe Spire, who they're running a restaurant, Vermilion House Bistro, and also Bolt, Jacob Brunet, Clyde Jones, Rena Privet, Lauren Spire, Samuel Jones, Derek McTaggart, Andre Hebert, Ted Reshort, also Ty Hebert is
so
advising
all on the board
us.
Of directors.
They're the board, and they're mm-hmm. talented. And Lauren Spire, who is a close personal friend of mine, she's actually helping launch our visual campaign, Summer of Pride. And so I'm going to be having some stuff up with her. Studio M also has been working with us, and a personal friend, Abby Moe, mm-hmm. is also coming as one of the supporters.
Well, tell us about these other series.
Sure.
We're talking obviously about the first one that's
sure.
being inaugurated tomorrow, Louisiana Words. But you have other
yes.
creative arts
yes.
that
yes.
will be represented.
Yes.
Tell us about those.
Do you remember Amber Lucic?
Yes.
All this came from the Southwestern View experience we had. Mm-hmm. I saw the communities want to just be involved. And Amber and I actually are teaming up to work on LMAO, which is Let's Make Acadiana Outrageous, which was something that was also come up with a board. Essentially, what we're doing is we're bringing kind of Saturday Night Live to Acadiana, and we're going to reach out, and I've already been talking to some people that want to join in, and we're going to do sketch comedy, we're going to do some improv and stand up. I'm really excited about that. Lauren, Joe, and Justin are working on rhythms and also visions, at which we hope to be doing twice a month, and we're going to bridge the two together. Rhythms is about bringing local musicians and artists together. Visual artists, painters, photographers, and that's visions. Visions will be painters and photographers. And rhythms will be musicians and dancers. So we have all four of these things coming, and it's just so exciting. We're calling it the Inspiration Series during the Summer of Pride.
So a whole lot of creating going on this summer with these series. Again, if you're interested, you can contact my guest, Lewis Tolliver, through his blog, Louisiana Words. I'm sure – do you have a Facebook presence with Acadiana
yes,
Pride?
Yes, Acadiana Fest. Please yes. go onto Facebook and like the Acadiana Pride Festival page. We have that. We have a first Acadiana Pride pageant that is going to be happening June 14th and 15th, where we'll be crowning our first Pride Court. So I'm super excited about that. If you want to get involved, please go check that out as well. We also, Louisiana Words also has a Facebook page, so if you want to go check that out as well. But we really want to get a lot of people on our festival page and get involved, and we are looking for anyone that wants to come out and show their talent and help make this festival as big and as magnificent as I see it happening and what it will be.
Well, if you like that page, then you'll get updates on not only these series, but the upcoming festival as well, and anything else that you all have going on.
Yes.
We are talking about the Acadiana Pride Festival. My guest is the president of the board of directors. Tomorrow evening, there is an event, the first of the creative series that they are instituting. It's called Louisiana Words, and it will take place at 7:30 at Tonic.
Yes, Tonic Lafayette, 2013 Pinhook Road. That's also owned by Ty Hebert, who is one of the advisors for the board. And so hopefully people will be able to come out and meet him and meet the wonderful LGBT family and the wonderful people that are wanting to be a part of the LGBT community, even if they're not. And it's so wonderful. We have so many all communities are coming to this. And the point of this is that we can lead in bringing all communities together.
All right. And again, that Facebook page for more information. It's a lot to write down here.
Yes.
There's the festival coming up next year, the literary reading series. There's a visual arts series, a movement and dance series, and an improv comedy series.
Starting next month.
Lots happening. And you can find out more through Acadiana Pride, their Facebook page. My guest, Louis Tolliver, is getting his PhD here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette in English. He has a blog where there are a lot of postings, literary postings, personal postings. For more information, the Acadiana Pride Festival, just Acadiana Pride Facebook page.
Yeah, it's Acadiana Pride Festival.
Festival. That's what it is, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Louis, for coming by to let us know about the activities and how we can learn more.
Thank you so much for having me for a fourth time.